Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for opening prayer. Father God, I thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us, Father God, to go forth, Father God, in radio land, Father God. I pray that, Father God, that every word that proceeded out of my mouth will be that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And, Father God, someone out there, Father God, does not know you, Father God, and the pardon of their sins, Father God. They will hear the word on today, Father God, and they will decide, Father God, to turn from their wicked ways. And, oh, Father God, accept you in their life as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, as we go forth, Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit to dwell among us, Father God. And, oh, Father God, let us, Father God, reach someone's heart, Father God, someone that's crying and confused, not knowing which way to turn. Oh, Father God, let us be a blessing to someone that is listening on today. We be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, listeners, as always, you two can join us on this awesome topic for today, which is what it means to holler his name. Yes, what it means to holler his name. And with his name, the name that we're talking about on today is none other than Jesus and none other than God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And remember, you two listeners can join in on this topic just by pressing that number one. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's. We have another awesome topic prepared for you on today, and we just want to go forward in the name of Jesus, and we want the Holy Ghost to have his way in this show on today. And we will go forward, those of you who have your Bibles with you and in front of you, turn with me, if you will, to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 9 through 13, the 6th chapter of Matthew, and we're going to go to verses 9 and 13. And the word of the Lord is read in that chapter, and it says there that after this manner, therefore, pray ye our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, this is what this is saying to us, is that how to holler his name is how to keep his name holy, how to connect with him in the manner of realizing that he is holy and his name is above all names that can you can have authority through his name to have the power down here on earth. So when we say, Hallow would be your name, it's saying that the Holy One, the one that above all other names, Hallow would be your name. We give reverence to your name. We recognize you to be the Holy One. We recognize you to be the Lord of our life. And it's which when you said in the prayer, he said, Hallow will be thy name, this name that is holy and is set aside. Why is it set aside? Why is this scripture, this part of this scripture is saying that Hallow? Why did Jesus, when the disciples asked, how do we pray? And why did he say, why did he tell them that Hallow would be thy name? By commanding his disciples to pray after this manner, rather than simply pray this, Jesus demonstrated that this prayer was offered as a model rather than a mantra to be recited. In other words, it's not just reciting it, not just saying it because it's a prayer, but it's saying it with expectations and with knowing without a doubt that I am calling on the Holy One. I'm calling on your name that's holy and above all other names. Hallowed will be your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give that name honor. We give that name all the glory. So it's not just something that we would just practice to say or just saying it just to be saying it. And this is why he said when you pray, to Hallowed would be thy name, not no other name. And recognizing when you say that you're talking to the Holy One, which is me. And that name is holy above all other names. And it also says, it also is written that the first person, that's plural pronoun, implies that Jesus intended this prayer to be a model for cooperation, to cooperate in prayer. A prayer for when disciples gather as a group, and that they were confirmed that Matthew 6:5 was not intended to prohibit the disciples from praying together publicly in the synagogue or the gathering, but instead prohibit prayers that was motivated by the religious showmanship. Jesus expected his disciples to live righteous lives that hallowed or honor rather than profound God's name. In other words, mean it. He didn't want his disciples just go around and just say, Hallowed would be thy name, and not knowing who he was, not putting a meaning to it. Just like if when you say you have a president over something or your pastor of your church, when you say pastor so-and-so, that pastor, when you call him pastor, you are recognizing him to be the leader and have the authority in that church to lead you in a holy, righteous way. So this is what God was saying to his disciples. You're not calling me, you're not saying Hallowed would be thy name just to say Hallowed would be thy name. But when you say it with knowing that I am holy and I am righteous. And when we pray to God, we go to him not for form or fashion, not to pray a prayer, but you go to him when you're praying from your heart. So when you say, Hallowed would be thy name, you mean it. Oh, most gracious and holy Father, I cry out to you because I'm expecting your kingdom to come. Your will be done, not my will, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And listeners, on today, this is this topic was given not to me, but was given to my co-host, and she's not on today. She's traveling, and her desire was to be on time and to be in the studio with us. But since she's not here, I have to carry on the show because God's work must still go on. And she written here for me to read to you, Hallowed will be the name of Jesus, is to reveal and to honor, to sanctify this great name, to keep it holy, realizing the power and the authority in the mentioning of his name. Truly, to separate from which is profound and earthly, meaning that you're recognizing that when you call on a, like I was demonstrated a few minutes ago about your pastor, you know, his name is above all other names. And when we go to the Father, our God, and we holler his name, he hears us. He hears us. If we go to him in holiness and in righteousness, and meaning what we're praying about, we're praying from our hearts, and God knows our hearts. He will answer our prayer. He will give us what our heart desires, knowing that when you call on his name, you're separating him from everything else around you, and you're recognizing him to be the one and only God, the holiness of all of holiness, the righteousness of righteousness. And this is what he was saying to his disciples. When you come to pray together, and you're praying it, and you're praying our Father prayer, and when you get down at the end of the prayer, you say, hallowed be your name, that you're not calling no other disciple, you're not calling on nobody else, but you're giving reverence to him, the one and only, the most holy and righteous of all people, of all persons who have ever walked the face of this earth. And that is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to give reverence to him today. We want to recognize, and we want to know that we know that we know that we know in our hearts he is the Holy One. He is the righteous one. He is the one that we should say yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way, Father God. It's not about us. It's all about him. And all the work that we're doing down here is not about us. It's all about God. So we must stop and realize that he answers our prayer and he gives us our heart desires because we give reverence to him and we love him with all our heart. And when we cry out to him, we cry out to him in holiness, not going to him with foolishness, not going to him unbelieving, not going to him and praying to him, not knowing who he are. This is why he gave the prayer to the disciples. The disciples should know that I am God and know that I have authority in my name and know that I am holy and righteous. And this is how he wants us to live our lives. Yeah, holy and acceptable unto Jesus Christ, Romans 12 and 1 tell us, which is our reasonable servant. You know, it's only reasonable that we should recognize God for who he is. Recognize him when he gave Moses the instruction to go and before Pharaoh and asked Pharaoh to let his people go. Moses asked him a question up on Mount Sinai. He said, who shall I say sent me? How would they know that you are the one that sent me? He said, tell them that I am, that I am. And today, just as it was then, he is that he is. I am that I am is holy. Our Father is holy. Hallowed be your name is holy. Jehovah is holy. Yahweh is holy. Every name that God has for us to call on is holy. And it should not be taken no other way or received no other way in our lives other than he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's one. And all three dwells on the inside of us, walk with us, talk with us, give us the strength that we need as we travel along life highway. And we're going to go now to the book of turn to the book of Acts, and we're going to go to the fourth chapter there in Acts and verse 12. Acts, fourth chapter, verse 12. Now, I don't have my Bible already laid out, so I'm going to be taking that journey with you until we get there, listeners. And that's 4 and 12. And if you have your Bible, read along with me, and it read as thus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. What it's saying here, there's no other name. There's no other way that you can be saved. Only through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's no other name under the heaven here on earth that given among men, whereby we must be saved. So when we holler his name, we are recognizing that you are the most holiest of holies. You are the God above all God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that brought them out and set them free, the same God that's working in our lives today. Hallowed will be your name, dear Father. I give reverence to your name. I lift up holy hands to your name. I cry out in righteousness to your name, the only name that I can cry out, that I can be saved and sanctified through. Now, listeners, let us go to another book, and that would be Exodus, the 20th chapter of Exodus. And it would bring us to the 7th verse, the 20th chapter of Exodus, and it would bring us to the 7th verse. And bear with me as I go there with you. We're in the 20th chapter and the 7th verse says to us, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." You see, he says from the beginning of the Bible, before he even given the words to the disciples, when they asked him, how should we pray? Here in Exodus, it says that we shall not have no other God before us, and we shall not call on and take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I mean, we should not take God to play with. God is not a person whom you should play with. God is a God that's serious. And why is he so serious when it comes down to his children that's down here? Because he don't want to see us lost. He don't want to see us in hell. He didn't make hell for us. Hell wasn't designed for us. He wants to see us live a holy and righteous life. So when we take the Lord thy God name in vain, we're cursing God. We're saying there is no God. I don't believe in God and all manners of things that does not connect with holiness, does not connect with holiness. So we need to realize today that we must honor God in all that we do. And I'm going to bring the co-host in at this time. I see that she's coming to studio. Praise God for her and giving God the glory. Pastor Smith, are you in the studio with me at this time?
Good evening. Pastor God bless Smith. You, Brandon Chapman. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
God bless you, Lord. I try to carry on your topic for today that God has given you. And now I'm going to yield and give the and turn it over to you and let God have his way. God bless you. Co-host, Pastor Smith.
God bless you all this evening. We just give God the honor. We give God the glory. Praise God, and we give God the praise. We just thank God because we are talking in this time, in this season, where we are approaching Thanksgiving, and many a time people think that that's basically the time that you become very thankful. But that's not the time that we become very thankful. We are thankful every day. And this is why this topic is the importance of hallowing his name. Remembering his name is to be honored. Remembering his name is to be respected. When we as a child of God call on the name of Jesus, we get his attention. So we don't use his name in vain. We don't just call him just to call him, but we call and praise God because we need him and we need a move of him. In the natural, when a father hears his child or a mother hears her child, I don't care how many children are calling, they know the voice of that parent. And vice versa, that child knows the voice of his mother or father. I don't care how many kids out there, that mother knows the voice of her child. And when we talk this evening about, praise God, hallowing the name of Jesus Christ, we're just talking about his name is, what it means to hallow the name of Jesus. It's to reverence, to honor, to respect, to sanctify this great name. Keep it holy, realizing the power and the authority in the very mentioning of his name. When you think of that powerful, awesome, and amazing name, just think for a moment of all the names in the whole wide world. There is no name that's greater. There is no name that has more power. There is no name that has the authority that his name has. And this is why it's so important when he says, hallowed be thy name. This is the name that I'm praying in. This is the name that I'm trusting in. This is the name that I'm believing by faith that I'm going to receive what I ask in his name. So when we call on that mighty master's name of Jesus, praise God, we can do like Mark 11 and 24 said, believe already that what we have asked for, that it is already done. Matthew 6, praise God. Let's go there just quickly. Matthew 6, bless the name of the Lord. We are talking about hallowing his name. Let's look at Matthew 6, praise God. And we're going to look at verses 9 through 13. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And the word of God reads, it says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Not hallowed be anybody else's name. This is the name that's above every name. If you want to pray, you can pray in any other name you want to pray in, but I want to tell you the name that's going to get you an answer. Reverence this name. Respect this name. Lift up this name. Know that this name has the power and authority to cause things to change in your life, in your body, in your marriage, with your children, on your job, in your finance, in every area of your life. Your kingdom come, your will, not ours. I'm calling on the name whereby I'm expecting and trusting his will to be done. What is his will? His word. It's done through the power of his word. This is in red. This is Jesus speaking. Your will be done, not just on earth, but in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. There's things that we have done, debts that we have done, things we have thought. Many a times we think it's so much that we did, but a lot of times it's the very thought in your mind that has gotten you in trouble. He knows your mind. He know what you think. You're thinking all kind of evil thoughts, but you're saying nice things out of your mouth. And then you use his name. Hallow that name. Don't say anything out of your mouth and then, oh, in the name of Jesus. No, no. That name is to be reverenced. That name is to be hallowed. It's not to be thrown around with any kind of conversation. That is the most powerful name that you and I will ever in this life have the opportunity to use. I don't care how many degrees or how knowledgeable, and I love education, and I congratulate everybody that has it. Get as much as you can. I bless the name of the Lord. Have nothing against it, never has and never will. But I'm telling you by the name, I don't care how many degrees hang on the wall or whoever hang, congratulations. But there's no name that is powerful than the name of Jesus. Not one. No matter what the accomplishments here in this life. So what does that tell us? Every one of us that live, that breathe, and have the fiber of our being, we had better be calling on that name. Because no other name, I don't care how much money they have, and praise God, we need it. The word says the answer to all things. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a good thing to have it. Just don't let it have you. You have it. And continue to love others right. Praise God. This name is so powerful. He said, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. As we also forgive our debt, we got to let things go. You can't pray in his name and want him to clean up everything for you and fix everything for you, but then you ain't forgiving nobody. You want to hold everybody for everything they did. Some of the people that passed on, going on to be wherever God chose for them to be, because it's not for us to say where they go. When that spirit of life go back, it go back to God. That's the one that it belongs to. And this soul rests here until the time it's being judged. Praise God. We got to forgive. We got to let go. Forgiveness not for anyone except for us. It's freedom for us. Do you know many times when you hold in anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, it ain't hurting nobody but you. Majority of the time, the person you're holding against long forgot about it. It's you that got your pressure up. It's you that's dealing with all kinds of symptoms in your body because you won't let go. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We need to call on this name. Lord, clean my heart. Lord, I repent every day. In the name of Jesus, that name is to be hallowed. What a powerful name that heals, that delivers, that sets free. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. How do you call on his name, this name that's so powerful, this name that has the ability to change anything and anybody? How do you call on that name, but yet you have anger, bitterness, unforgiveness in your heart? Recognize God as holy, divine, and treat him as such. The way a child of God lives, his or her life, ought to hallow his name in their lifestyle. Your lifestyle ought to tell people that you reverence God, that you hallow his name, that his name means everything to you, that you recognize the power and authority in this name. This should happen without ever having to say a word. Let the life you live speak for you as you hallow his name. God bless you. Praise God, as we're in this Thanksgiving season, and saying to each and everyone connected on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show, you're still on the line. I yield a few minutes if you want to ask a question or make a statement. Remember to press that number one on your phone, and it will bring you in, and you'll be able to come in and ask a question. You are important, our listeners, and we want you to know that we'll yield some time to you to share on this amazing topic this evening as I yield back to Evangelist Dr. Chap.
God bless you, co-host. God bless you. I truly enjoyed the lesson. Thus far, listeners, going forward, we do have a caller, and we're going to bring that caller in now. That caller is calling from Alicode 504. Last four digits of that number is 7025. I'm getting ready to bring the caller in now.
Hi, Evangelist Norma. This is Sister Dunn. This is Sister Flora. I really enjoyed the topic. I really enjoyed the topic tonight. It was really a blessing. You know, a lot of, even for myself, I just always thought about the Our Father's prayer, just a prayer that you just said, never really realizing that first part where it says to hallowed be his name. When we pray, that's how we should start it off, blessing him, glorifying him, lifting him up,
yes,
because he is holy. We have to acknowledge him. He said, acknowledge him before we pray. We ought to lift up our hands and acknowledge him instead of stretching out our hands for what we want from him. We need to lift up our hands and acknowledge him for who he is in our lives. Acknowledge him as Jehovah Jireh. Acknowledge him as Jehovah Rapha. Acknowledge him as our source, as El Shaddai. Our all-sufficient one, bread of life, the very breath that we breathe. He wants to hear that. He wants to hear all of that before we go to talking about what we need. He already know what we need. Let's just acknowledge him and bless him and lift him up. He said, because if I be lifted up from the earth, that I would draw all men unto me. And so then that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to acknowledge him. So tonight was really a blessing, especially for those who may not know that when you just say the Our Father's prayer, a lot of people just memorizes it. They memorize it and it just blurt it out, but not really realizing that it's just a model of how we should pray. So I thank God for you, Evangelist and Pastor Smith. I thank y'all for this lesson, and this is my first night on, and it won't be my last.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Listeners, I want you to know God is good, and we have a minute left in the show, but I wanted her to go forward. This is a friend of mine. We've been friends for over 50-something years. Now, listeners, we were out in the world together, and we hadn't seen each other in over 30-something years or more. But God united us back together. And praise be to God and praise his holy name. She was in the word of God. So am I. So God does not make no mistakes. I thank God for Sister Flora on tonight. We want to invite her to come back. Of course, and she can have a show of her own where God can just use her to his glory. And ladies, and the lady of God, a lot of words on the inside of it. I praise God for her on tonight. Praise God for my co-host as we come to our closing prayer at this time. It is 5:00. Co-host, we give a short closing prayer. God bless all of our listeners, and thank you for tuning in on today's show. Co-host.
Amen. God bless you tonight. We give God honor. We give God glory. We give God praise. We encourage each and every one of you connected this evening to remember to hallow that name. That name is the greatest name above all names. We rise just to bow to that name. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen.
Amen, amen. And this is the end of our episode for today. Continue to be blessed in the Lord. And remember to keep Christ in your life. And remember to always holler on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Until next week, we will ask God to keep us all in his care and direct our path as we travel day by day. God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.